Hello?
Hi.
Hey, is this Kay Safa?
It
How are
is.
you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. Okay. So Jay told me that you were on the conference line.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Do you want to do visual or you want to fall back?
Oh, we're supposed to do a live Zoom.
It's not live, but like for them to see your face and who you are.
I prefer that, but oh my God, I just got off work. I look crazy. I didn't know it was
Okay, all right. Let me see. I guess we can still go ahead and do it, but let me
I
see.
mean,
Hold up. Let me ask them.
okay.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, I got my scarf on every time. I
Okay.
still got my uniform on.
Oh, okay. Got you. Hold on. Okay, so they said just to go ahead and do it, just the audio.
Okay.
So we'll just do audio for now. Okay, so did I pronounce your name right, Kay Safa? All
Yes.
right, cool. So I'm just gonna just jump right into it. I'm gonna do a little intro, and then after that, you'll just introduce yourself real quick, and then we're gonna jump into the questions. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay. Okay, welcome to the world famous Rap Goddess podcast. Imagine knowing Nicki Minaj before she blew up. Imagine knowing Cardi B before that historic Grammy win. The indie artist is a force to be reckoned with. I just call them pre-famous. Music has the ability to inspire, heal, make you happy. It can change the world. So that's why Rap Goddess podcast is the most powerful platform for music millennials. So today we have a great indie artist with us. We're going to interview. Her name is Kay Safa. You can say hello to them, Kay Safa.
Hey, what's going on? It's Kay Safa. Glad to be here. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
All right, cool. So we're just going to jump right into it. So you could have picked any other career you wanted to be in. Why did you decide you wanted to go into the music career, into music?
I find it very intriguing how you can put, like, basically life inside a story on a beat and make it sound good and make people feel what you're saying and be able to like express yourself in that type of way is just so like creative, and I just like it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So when you stare into the mirror and you're all by yourself and nobody's there, you know, because we always have people on the outside looking in and they have their perception. What's your thoughts of yourself on who you are?
I feel like I'm a very motivated person. I know what I want. And I'm dedicated to do what I need to do to get there. I don't sell myself short with anything to anybody. And I go hard at what I want.
Okay, I hear that. Let's talk about your childhood influences. Like, break down to the audience how you, your upbringing influenced your music career.
I was always like into music, mm-hmm. listening to it. Never would have thought I would have taken it serious to do my own thing with it, but music was always around. My family used to have music always playing, and we just connect that way. So I think that was a big thing. That was a big reason.
Okay. Okay. So when you're making music in the studio, like explain to us how it makes you feel, like how the mood it takes you to, like all that good stuff.
Studio vibe is always a good vibe because you're in that zone. It's like you're creating something that could last forever. So you have all the power like in that studio. You're mm-hmm. the producer. So the studio vibe is definitely a good, like I like that.
Okay. Okay, so in the music business, it's either all or nothing. So why do you bet on yourself so much? Do you believe that you could like beat the odds and become that superstar, get on that superstar level?
I do. I feel like anybody could with the right, you know, team steps, dedication. I feel like anybody could. So I definitely believe that I can, and I just know it takes time and doing the right things and working with people and promoting yourself and get yourself out there. That's all it takes. So.
Okay. So in 2020, women in hip hop are really making noise. So what message does your music bring to the world?
My message is more of a be about your business, get your money. Don't stick your hand out too much to trust people who don't deserve it. You know, I don't really make music like, and it's, you know, from the hard stuff, like stuff you go through, like encounters with people, just make sure you're moving right, make sure you're playing your part, you being real, and at the same time, help out others, but make sure you're putting yourself in that position you need.
Got it. Okay. So, in the music industry, especially with rap music, there is a double standard for women in hip hop. You know, sometimes they say you have to have a certain look, be a certain size, look like a supermodel, you know, rap about what men want to hear. So my question is, how do you feel about your current image right now? And what are your thoughts about women regarding like the double standards in hip hop?
I think my image is, I guess, not the ideal. You know, it's not like I feel like those with the image of like a Megan or a Nicki or a Cardi, they're going to get that attention off the rip because they have that image. I'm just basically an average looking artist trying to make it. So I'm not saying it sets me back, but I'm saying an image definitely hypes up who you are.
Right.
So I'm saying like, but regardless of your image, I feel like people gonna see talent. Like it's a lot of people who don't have that image, but their talent breaks them through. So that's just another barrier you gotta push yourself through.
Right. So if you're focusing on your talent, your personality, and you know, okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Queen Latifah, MC Light, Salt and Pepper, Lil' Kim, Foxy Brown, Remy Ma, they all paved the way for for women to be taken seriously in hip hop? How has hip hop icons such as those I just mentioned molded your career?
Honestly, I don't want to sound too crazy, but I guess like I'm too young. Like I've never really listened to. I know Lil' Kim is powerful. I know that's the only one named out the list that I've ever listened to. And
right.
She is definitely a lyrical genius. Like her stuff is. She like her words are so witty, and so that's the only one. The rest I honestly haven't.
Okay. Right. Okay. Got you. You heard Remy Ma, right?
Papoose. I mean, I know them.
Okay.
I just never listened to their music, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. Yes. So when people listen to your music, what message do you want them to receive?
I want them to, I mean, I guess it depends on the track, you know what I'm saying? If I'm talking about like sometimes I can be talking about what somebody has done to me and how I have to boss up from that. Sometimes I could be talking about, you know, I'm on my grind. I'm not where I want to be, but I'm on my grind and I'm going to get to where I want to be. So I guess it's just the different, whatever message I'm giving out, but it's going to be clear. You know, I don't speak between the lines. I let it be known what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Got you. So I want you to spell out your artist name the way it's spelled out on your music streaming sites like Apple and Tidal so everyone can know how to listen to you.
Okay, it's the letter K, space the letter S-A-F-A, K Safa.
All right, you guys are here, K Safa. Okay, so what is one track you want people to vibe out to, and when they visit your profile, you want them? That's the one you want them to listen to.
Man. Which one? I guess the one we just dropped recently, called Lead by Example. It basically just talks about like I've been saying, you know, I'm trying to prove to myself that I can be who I want to be and I will get there with determination, and I'm still doing what I had to do to handle responsibilities in life. That's basically what that's talking about. So yeah, Lead by Example.
Okay, Lead by Example. Okay, so spell out your Instagram handle so real slowly and so everyone can know how to follow you and how to connect with you.
Okay, Kitty Girl Kayla, CutieGirlKayla. Kitty Girl Kayla.
All right, Kitty Girl Kayla. All right, so what have you enjoyed most about being on the Rap Goddess podcast today?
What have I enjoyed most being on this podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Being able to realize that I know myself and I can answer the questions and I have to hesitate. It just being able to know that I know what I want and what I'm talking about, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, yeah, you did a great job. So everyone go and follow Kay Safa at the IG handle she just let us know about. Remember to dream, hustle, win, and always bet on yourself. Download that official, the official Radio Pushers app and connect with us that way. And also follow us on Instagram at Radio Pushers and at Radio Pushers TV. Stay focused and continue to trust the process. Thanks, K-Sapa, so much for your time. And we'll see you on IG.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Get some rest. Thanks.